The Nuclear Regulatory Commission recently saw one of its longtime employees off into retirement. Steve Levee had a long career working on a nuclear submarine in the Navy, then at nuclear power plants on the East Coast, and finally at the NRC. When he enlisted in the Navy, he was just a few credits shy of receiving his college degree, and his NRC colleagues saw to it that Levee still had a chance to experience a college commencement before his retirement this summer. Levee tells his story to Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
I was registered in a state college in Massachusetts pursuing a degree in industrial education. When I did my student teaching the first semester, the school that I had done this teaching in asked me to stay on the second semester as a part-time teacher, which I decided to do. I took a couple of classes at local colleges in order to continue my degree work. However, this was at the height of the Vietnam War, and ultimately the draft board found out I was no longer a full-time student. And I was invited to go to the entrance station. So I went into the Navy. I was primarily targeting electronics, which had always been an interest for me. However, the needs of the Navy, I was offered nuclear power school. And I had had an uncle who had worked in the Army nuclear power program many years ago. And I thought, well, why not? They sent me to a fleet ballistic missile submarine, ported in New London, Connecticut, but in reality, always at sea. So in the Navy, I was assigned to be a machinist mate in the nuclear power division, which is we were the people who operated the reactor. I also did chemistry and radiological controls on the submarine. My assignment on the submarine lasted from 72 to 77, during which I managed to progress up the ranks and become a first-class petty officer, submarine qualified. That's where I developed my interest in nuclear power. Getting in toward the seventh year, I decided it was time to move on to a civilian career. And so I left the Navy. I was picked up by a consulting company. It was in Rockville, Maryland, to provide services to nuclear power plants. And this is how I got involved with nuclear power plants, through this company. The accident at Three Mile Island occurred in 1979 while I was at this consulting company. And that was on a Thursday. And Saturday morning, I was standing in the trailer city at the Three Mile Island site waiting to be assigned a task to do. I stayed at TMI until about the July 4th weekend, primarily doing teaching of radiation workers. When I told my parents I was going there, there was a silence on the phone, and it made me believe they thought I was never—they were never going to see me again. But it was nothing like that. The radiation was very significantly contained in the containment building, and there was not a major release. The reactor was damaged, destroyed would be a better way, but there was no major release, so our radiation exposures weren't all that high. I've always found the work interesting. You know, the technical work is just my desire. I did it at the utility, and I continued when I came here. I first worked in the Office of Nuclear Reactor Regulation, where my job is to review licensee submittals, in particular for radiological consequences. And then I transferred to emergency planning in 2004, which is where I still am. I will be anyway up until June 30th. The people I worked with here were all technically oriented as I was, and it was a real pleasure to work with them. We worked on interesting things. We worked on things that I really feel were important. If a licensee was making a change to his plant design, and in doing the reviews, we found out that this change would increase the risk to the public, we would deny the amendment. And so as such, we were doing work to protect the public health and safety. And obviously, that's an important thing. It's the mission of this agency, and we were contributing directly to it. Totally unknown to me, one of my colleagues found out that I didn't have a college degree and had quizzed me about why not, and I had explained the story. She contacted the college and talked to the registrar at the Fitchburg State University And they immediately became interested. And they pulled my records, which, of course, all my records were paper and stored somewhere in a mine. But they brought everything back, looked everything over, and decided that my case needed to be looked at. And so they requested my colleagues and my management to develop a curriculum vitae of sorts that listed all of the technical work and all the accomplishments I had made in my 20 years working at the NRC, and also with references to my Navy work. And the college got this and processed it by a program they have for evaluating credit for life experiences. And I had 51 years of life experience for them to look at. They decided that I was entitled to a Bachelor of Science degree. So I was assigned to go to a public meeting here in the NRC. I went to the meeting, and about halfway through the meeting, one of my colleagues came and said, come out and talk to me out in the hall, and went out there. Meanwhile, they were bringing people into the room, including the three NRC commissioners, some senior management, and my family. Several members of my family had been invited down. Of course, I knew nothing about this. And I walk into the room, everybody's applauding, and I'm standing there like with the deer in the headlight look, that what the heck? it was totally unexpected. But after a few introductions by my own management, a gentleman from the college got up and conferred in me in my Bachelor of Science degree. Obviously, I was thrilled, and he invited me to the campus. Oh, maybe midway through the period before the commencement was scheduled, I get another call, and the college has decided to give me, because of all my life experiences and the work I had done, decided to give me the Distinguished Alumni Award at the commencement.
Stephen, you spent a life and career in the service of this nation. Your honorable service in the military, followed by an impressive career in a challenging industry, are testaments to your character and your talents. In recognition of your remarkable contributions, Fitchburg State is proud to present you the Distinguished Alumni Award.
And that was a very, very nice experience to be standing there with the college president and all these other people in our robes and being awarded that distinction. The commencement broke up. We had, obviously, the people on the platform had to proceed out before the students left. And as I was walking up the aisle, this was an outdoor commencement, and walking up the aisle, everybody in the aisle kept calling over to me, congratulations, thank you for your service. It felt quite nice. Although getting the degree was really neat and going to the commencement was really neat, I don't want to belittle it. I was very pleased to get them. But I'm at the end of my career, and I'm not going to be writing too many more resumes that where I would have to write down degree. I had gotten this far in my career at the utility and at NRC on the basis of my work experience and my expertise, not on the level of my education. The thing that came across most important to me in all of this degree and commencement stuff was that the level of effort my colleagues here did taking this on, keeping it a secret for 5 months, and it showed a great deal of respect and perhaps even the word love for me. I experienced the same thing when I got up to the college. The staff up there were just unbelievably helpful. I had never been to a commencement. What do I do? Yeah, it's the agency here for a long time had a tagline that said, the best place in the government to work. And I leave here truly believing in that.